Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from US Gold Corp, traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol USAU. We are chatting with the president, CEO, and chairman, George B. Now, this is the first time we are having George on the show. We have chatted in the past with the founder and director, Ed Carr. But now, George, we have you on the line. We're going to dive into some of the most recent news out of the company, a lot focused on this CK Gold project in Wyoming and the pre-feasibility study that was released at the very beginning of December. Now, George, before we get into that news, since it is your first time on the show, and since you do have a quite impressive background in the resource sector, let's start off with a quick little recap. Please provide everyone with your background in this sector, please.
Okay, well, it's great to be with you guys. Yeah, happy to talk about US Gold and CK Gold Project, which I joined just a little over a year ago. I'd been semi-retired, but I was eager to get involved with this project. Look, my background, I'm from England originally, Camborne School of Mines. So I went out to South Africa, worked with Anglo-American Underground in gold and Rio Tinto open pit copper at Palabora. I joined a little outfit called American Barrick, 88, 89. And over the years, I've totaled about 16 years with Barrick Gold Corporation. Initially, it was with the early stages of Goldstrike, which really founded the company. And, you know, we produced the first 1,000,000 ounces, and the rest is kind of history from there. I left, but came back to finish construction and work as operations manager for Pierina, a mine in Peru, which was their first venture overseas. Went on to Chile for a couple of years with Paspalama, but when they did the acquisition of Homestake, I ended up as the general manager of Veladero project, and we took that from advanced exploration into operation 2005-2006. And beyond that, you know, I've been involved with Fruta del Norte, Aurelian Resources, which we sold to Kinross, and Andina Minerals in Chile, which we sold to Hochschild. I've been involved with Jaguar Mining in Brazil. And yeah, a long history, 40 years of operating and developing mines. And I'm happy to bring that experience to US Gold, specifically for the CK Gold Project.
Well, George, it's nice to have someone of your pedigree on the project, and I'm sure everybody at US Gold feels the same way. So let's get into it. Let's look at what you released on December the 1st, and that's the pre-feasibility study, citing a pre-tax NPV of $323 million and an IRR of 39.4%. It looks like a reasonable payback period, but to walk us through from a high level what you take away from this pre-feasibility study at the CK Gold Project.
Well, look, you know, it started... You know, before hitching my wagon to U.S. Gold Corp., I did a fair amount of due diligence, and that was part of an invitation to take a look at the project. And what I saw in the project was the fact that the gold mineralization, while it's not terribly high grade, it outcrops on surface, some of the better grade outcrops on surface. It's got a very low stripping ratio, and it's in a great location, jurisdiction. So from that perspective, took a look at it. All ounces are not created equal. So, you know, if you're on top of a mountain in the Andes or in the back of beyond, you know, up in the north, you need a lot of grade to sustain the operating cost and capital cost of a project. But in this instance, you know, we are situated just outside of Cheyenne, Wyoming, an hour and a half from Denver, 6 hours from Salt Lake City, 4 hours south of Gillette, Wyoming. So we have all of the support that you could care for. And we're on the Interstate 80 and the Union Pacific Rail Line. So the infrastructure, power, it's all there. And I think importantly, as part of my due diligence, you look, okay, can you actually get this thing permitted? Well, you know, we look at it. We're on the Wyoming state section. Wyoming have designated the royalties that will be paid on the copper and gold to K through 12 education. So we're under the auspices of the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality. The additional land that we need around the project is private land, and we've cut a deal with the local rancher there. So, you know, as we look at it from a permitting standpoint, there is very little need, or there is little federal government involvement. February, we had a designation from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that we were not jurisdictional. So, yeah, we're looking forward to putting our permit application in the first half of next year, and with reasonable expectation that we can get a permit in a reasonable time frame.
George, let's talk a little bit about the resource that came out with that pre-feasibility study. In the M&I category, 1.58 million ounces of gold equivalent. This is split up between gold and copper. You also have proven and probable reserves, 1.44 million ounces gold equivalent. So these are pretty much as de-risked as you could get these ounces. Do you see expansion potential in terms of ounces, or is the focus really getting into production with the over 1.5 million ounces you already have on the books?
Yeah, look, what I wanted to do was essentially highlight and identify the value proposition and get this project on the fast track into production. And you're right, we've got 1.44 million ounces equivalent to gold in the proven and probable category now. So, you know, taking that beyond the resources, we've now demonstrated that it's economic and that we've identified the pathway to permitting. So that was a key activity moving forward. But yeah, we have essentially not plumbed the depths of the mineralization. So we know that we've got additional resources at depth. We know that we've got additional resources to the southeast of the project. And from that perspective, we can look in the coming year to look at the expansion of the resource and then the conversion of the additional material into proven and probable reserves. But for now, what I, you know, what we wanted to do was ensure that everybody understood that with these reserves that we've got in hand, we can put those into a 10-year mine life. We've got an all-in sustaining cost of $800 per ounce. It's a very nice little project, which we can bring to book quickly.
Well, George, another interesting thing to highlight for people that are maybe not familiar with the project is, while it's demarcated in gold equivalent ounces, there's quite a bit of copper there. And people may recall that the CK in the CK Gold Project was because it used to be called Copper King. So maybe speak to the dispersion of the gold versus the copper in the deposit and how you would process those in a mining scenario.
Well, heck, I'm really bullish on gold at the moment. You know, as you look at inflation and uncertainty, it's not perhaps reflected yet, but about 70% of the revenue that comes out of the project would be gold. But gosh, copper at $4 odd the moment. We use the price of $16.25 for gold and $3.25 per pound for copper. And, you know, you're right, it was called the Copper King. It was mined at the turn of the century as the railroads came through. And I identified that there was actually a mining district there. There was prior activity on the mine. But, you know, as we look forward, it's really nice to have a copper gold project that is going to play into the market, both the gold aspect and now with all the infrastructure, the electrification, having that copper is huge. Now, how do we get that out? We essentially conventional open pit mine, and then we put the ore into a concentrator, and we will produce a concentrate somewhere between 21-26% copper, 2 to 3 ounces of gold. That concentrate then goes off to a smelter offsite. So one of the beauties of a project is that we don't really have a tailings dam, because we're going to filter press the tailings and recycle the water. We're very conscious of the water consumption. We don't have a smelter or a stack or any kind of emissions from a refinery. So that's pretty clean. And we really don't need to use any particularly toxic chemicals in the process. So very simple, clean little project. And I might just add that, you know, unlike many projects which are fairly remote, we have the opportunity of taking the waste rock that we mine and serve that into the local market for aggregate. And we've done a lot of testing on the rock. The granodiorite is really suitable for an aggregate feedstock. And being close to both Cheyenne, Laramie, Wyoming, where there's development going on, the north end of the Colorado Front Range, you know, in the context of all the infrastructure development, there is a strong aggregate market as well, which we really didn't even factor into our PFS yet. So we'll see if we can pull in some numbers on that for the feasibility study.
Yeah, that aggregate could be a nice little kicker and a nice little value add to the project, and it helps out the local area as well. So it's just being a good neighbor. One more thing to highlight is just walk us through, George, what the production profile of the project will be as far as how it's projected.
So based on those proven and probable reserves, we put them into a 10-year mine plan, and that gives us 108,500 equivalent gold ounces per year. But importantly, during the first 3 years, we're a little over 135,000 equivalent gold ounces. So, you know, unlike many projects where you have a big strip and capital intensive at the front, we get into revenue bearing rock and the better revenue bearing rock right off the get-go. So it really falls into a nice production profile, which drives the economics.
All right, George, let's also talk about another project that the company has in its portfolio. The company actually has four projects in total, but I do want to focus on the Maggie Creek property. Now, when we did chat with Ed in some prior interviews, more in the middle of this year, there was some exploration that was going on at Maggie Creek. Can you give us an update of what that exploration has yielded here at this project?
Well, look, you know, we were obliged to do a certain amount of drilling this year just to maintain the terms of our holdings there. You know, I'm really familiar with the Carlin Trend. I used to drive up the Carlin Trend when I was working at Goldstrike and past the Gold Quarry mine. And our Maggie Creek claims are right across from Gold Quarry. And we took a fairly big swing here and drilled a deep hole to the south end of our claims. And you can see the Gold Quarry facilities where, you know, tens of million ounces have been produced. And what we were looking for was the Popovich Formation, which is the host formation for all of the big mines along the Carlin Trend. And lo and behold, we actually found the Popovich at 1,700 foot below surface, which was way higher than had been anticipated. It's kind of been the cause for a few people to rethink their models about what might be going on in the vicinity of Gold Quarry. And we're really excited because as we look at the Popovich formation that we found, you know, you look at the elements that are within the formation, and those are the indicators and leaders as to where the gold is, and it's quite exciting. So we've got a lot of work to do there, but, you know, our focus continues to be on CK, but we will be back there and following up on the intersections that we've got. So we only drilled a couple of holes there, and now what we need to do is vector into to what we think is the potential for a very big find.
Well, George, just as we start wrapping up and we look towards 2022 and what the company will be doing next year, you know, the primary flagship is the CK Gold Project. You know, just walk us through what exploration will be happening on your properties. Will there be exploration at CK Gold? You know, you'll be following up on Maggie Creek, anything at Keystone, anything at Chalice? What's the 2022 exploration plan?
Yeah, look, I think that to address the full magnitude of CK Gold Project, we need to do some additional drilling. We're going to have some indication from some of the deeper holes that we drilled this last season that we, to the extent that we can chase mineralization down a little bit lower and expand the pit so we can put those resources into our current plan to CK Gold. So there'll be some exploration at the Wyoming property. The Maggie Creek claims are begging to be drilled off and to really vector into where we think the gold is. And we would love to get after the Keystone property. You know, we got 20 square miles of really prospective ground. So it all comes with time and treasury, and but we're optimistic that we can get in and have a good exploration plan while we continue to advance CK Gold Project and really get that production onto the horizon.
All right, George, we'll wrap it up here. If anybody has any follow-up questions for George and the team over at US Gold Corp, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those questions answered for you, and we will also follow up as some more news comes out of the company. George, thanks again for your time. Hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, gentlemen. Goodbye.